Remember these? Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the ad? Don't copy that floppy. Do you remember that? Let's take a look.
But you do better. Don't copy that floppy.
Well,
what?
Wait a minute. Who the heck are you anyway?
Yeah, I don't
need to run
my computer.
I'm your MC, Double Dev, DP, that's the disc protector. For you and the posse, that's the artist. Writers, designers, and programmers.
This makes the FBI warnings look like.
You learn. Don't copy that floppy. That must have worked. That campaign really worked.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Cut piracy down to an absolute.
Look at all the floppies we have here. Tom Persky is joining us. Believe it or not, there's a website, floppydisk.com. Look at behind him, all the floppies. Tom, welcome to the new Screensavers.
Thanks a lot.
I can't believe that. Wait a minute, you even have, it looks like, the 5 1/4 inch discs behind
you. Oh, sure. We have 5 1/4, we have 8 inch. You know, you have a really dynamic show. Oh, yeah, of course.
Who still uses
the Kodak 8-inch? You know, Nicole was coming to you from the future. I'm here from the past.
No kidding. Who? I remember in 1988, I think, or 89, going to work for a radio station that was still using an old PDB computer to make their playlists. And the whole software was running on 8-inch floppies. Those really were floppy. Yeah. And I couldn't bear it. Every time I started doing the software, it would go chunk. Finally, I destroyed the floppy, and I said, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, but
the computer broke.
But the truth of the matter is that was high technology.
Yeah,
that day. That was the apex of technology.
But you're not just into nostalgia. There are people who still use this stuff.
Exactly right.
Who?
You know, there are a bunch of different groups of people who continue to use floppies. They're the hobbyists that you might think of automatically.
Sure.
People who want to continue to play Atari games and things like that. But there are, if you kind of go back and think that this was the apex of technology, that for a couple of decades, this was the highest and best way to get information in and out of machines. Those machines, a lot of them are industrial machines, not just computers. Avionics, embroidery machines,
right.
ATMs, other kinds of machines where you got the information in and out. And those machines were built to last 50 years, and they're still out there, and they still require floppy disks.
Now, you're not making new floppy disks.
That's correct.
Nobody is, right?
That's correct.
So how do you ensure that these floppy disks still work? Don't they wear out?
Well, we really haven't seen any problems with the floppies going bad.
Really?
The biggest problem we've had with bad floppies were the ones that were really made at the end of the manufacturing runs.
Yeah.
When these disks were made in the millions and billions, they were made in great factories with great materials, and I have not seen any degradation of it at all. The ones that are problems are the ones that are recently made.
Okay. I'm going to say I was from the age where floppies were floppy, and then we got these stiffies, and then now I heard...
call them stiffies.
Well, I know, but I heard I'm sure this can't be true, but apparently somebody had one of these in their home. And his kid went, wow, you 3D printed the save icon. And he was like, okay, right. Different age.